Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. Boom, I'm in the room. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Everyday Conversations Regarding Mental Health. Now, this evening, unfortunately, I've not got a guest on. So what I'm going to do is, this is all about requesting guests. So you know what this is all about. You're here because there's nothing on the telly, obviously, and I'm coming to you live from the old Hill Manor. Now, I normally get a guest on this show, and we talk about all aspects of mental health, mental well-being. And it's all about taking the stigma out of mental health. We've all known it over the years, particularly for the military. You know, I've got a military background, and the military just keep the old stiff upper lip. Yeah, I'm okay, no problem. When underneath, you fall into bits. Now, generally, and this is a general rule, that when soldiers are out doing a job, they are okay. And for me, I was okay. I mean, I've been through, eight or nine different, maybe 10 operational deployments of varying types, from Northern Ireland through the Balkans, Kosovo, the Macedonia. I did 3 tours of Afghan. I did Iraq. And I've seen some pretty awful stuff during those tours. And it didn't actually catch up with me until I left. And that's what happens with a lot of people. When they leave the military, and it's normally 2 or 3 or 4 years after that things start to catch up on them. So what I'm doing in this episode, what I like to do is invite people on. If you're a veteran, if you're not a veteran, if you've had a few struggles with the old mental well-being, you've had a little wobble now and then, I'd like to hear from you. Now, up until now, I've found it fairly easy, and I still find it easy. I mean, I can get Americans on the show at a drop of a hat. No problem at all. What I find difficult is finding UK people to come on the show. British people tend to be a little bit more reserved, a little bit more They tend to hide their emotions. They keep the old British stiff upper lip. And that's all well and good to a point. But when it affects everybody. Let's face it. There are very, very few people that haven't had sometime during their life a little wobble, a little bit of not sure about their mental well-being. And it might be something totally little. For me, how it affected me is that I get very emotional out of silly little things. I could be watching a cartoon and I get all emotional, all welled up. Or a sad film. And I'm thinking, I mean, all right, it's sad and all the rest of it, but it shouldn't affect me like that. So that's when I realised that there was something that wasn't quite right. So what I did, I went and see the quack, went to see the doctor. He referred me on to a group. I'll show you. This is a while ago. This is a group. It'll come into focus. There you go. iTalk. Okay, I got referred on to them, and they're part of the this particular group is mind in the Solent. So I got referred on to them. They called me and I went and had, I think about half a dozen different sessions with about three different psychologists, basically. Now, for me, it wasn't a huge help because, and I'll tell you for why, they didn't quite understand what I'd been through. They understood why I was having sort of those emotional little problems, but they couldn't relate to what I'd seen and what I'd done and how and why that was affecting me the way it was. So what they did, after half a dozen, I decided that it wasn't helping, it wasn't working for me. So we called drew a line under it. And I had a chat with a mate of mine that we'd been through some stuff together, and we put it all into perspective, stuck it back in its box, bump, job done. For me, that was the way I dealt with it. Still, occasionally I'll get a little bit weepy over something soppy, but that's that. But I know lots of people, and when I was a welfare officer, I saw lots and lots of problems, lots and lots of people struggling. So I can recognise it, and I've done all the different courses. I've done the mental health awareness course a few times. I've done the suicide awareness course. I've done the welfare course, which highlights some of this stuff, and it's recognising in others that they're struggling, and that's when the key comes in. Now, if you see somebody that's struggling, make sure that you've, first, got the time before you start asking questions to give them. And all you've got to do is say, are you okay? And the normal response, yeah, I'm fine. And then the follow-up question, are you really okay? You don't seem yourself. That's when they're likely to open up a little bit. And once they start opening up, sometimes all it takes is to use these, your two ears. You don't need to use a KCOL much. Just listen. And they will give you a full heads up, generally, on what's bothering them. And you can, and sometimes that's all it needs, is just somebody to listen to their problems. So that's what we're trying to do with this show. We're trying to get people on to tell their story. And by telling their story, it can resonate with somebody else. It can help somebody else that is struggling. And it's really, really okay not to be okay. In this day and age, we there's still a lot of stigma around it, mind. And that's what we're trying to dispel. That's what we're trying to get rid of. Because everybody occasionally has a little bit of a wobble. And all it takes sometimes is just for somebody to listen. And all you need to do is just open up a little bit. Just get it off your chest. You know the old saying, a problem shared is a problem halved? That's what you're looking for. So let's put it out there. Let's help people. So by doing that, if you've got a story to tell, get in touch. It's easy to get in touch with me. I'll put my email down in the description. Just ping us an email, say, put in the subject box, guest on the show. And I'll get you on the show and we can have a chat. And that's all it is. It's a relaxed chat. I mean, you watch the show. So if you want to do it, come and do it. I'll make it very easy. I'll try and make it a pleasurable experience. And all you really need is, I mean, at the very least, is your phone. You can do it on your phone. If you have got a little tripod, that's great. And we can do it on your phone. If you've got a bit more of a professional setup with a camera or a good camera on your iPhone or on your laptop, something like that. So all well and good. And that's all you need. And we'll have that chat. And hopefully, through that chat, we'll be able to help lots and lots of other people. So I think I've harped on enough. I think you get the picture. I think you see where I'm coming from. Please, if you're UK-based and you want to come and have a chat, I'm open for it. We go live every Thursday. We try and do it every Thursday, going live at 7 o'clock, just for a short time. And it'll be great. If you're ex-military or maybe serving and you're seeing people that are struggling, come and have a chat. Talking about having a chat, I was on Big Phil Campion's Force Radio show a couple of weeks ago, and it released today. So I'll pop that link in the description. Have a look at the chat that I had with him, which was quite interesting. It was about my life and some of the little things that I'd done. But it was quite funny. It's one of the longest interviews he's had. So it's probably me just rattling on a bit. Anyway, stop rattling on, he says. So if you want to support the show, feel free. I won't say no to anything. But please, if you want to come on the show, please feel free to do so. So until next week, hopefully I'll have a guest on next week and we'll have a bit more of a chat. We had a great chat last week and the week before with Martin and Ollie. And last week, I forget who I had on. See? Got a mind like a sieve. And that's all to do with stuff going on inside my head. Oh, by the way, the tinnitus hasn't got any better. It's still plaguing me and I'm still in pain. But we just get on with it. So until next week, thank you for your time. Please share and comment. Give us the old thumbs up. Thanks, Keith. I'll catch up with you soon. So until the next one, TTFN. Ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.